This week's Tow Away has been sponsored by Family D Blathman, the Foden and Swim Show, Abby Blathman and Tippy Friedman. Vov Elul, Monday the 5th of September, Dine Levi Yitzhak Raskin, Tefillas of Yomim Noroim.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here. Eden, Ilchu Michael Ilchoyel, going from Downing to Beis HaMidrash, and then Hanuk Behem Minit Garach Heret. I want to share with you some thoughts about the Tefillas of Yomim Noroim, and I'm going to start off with something which we say every day, but we say it different on Yom Kippur, and that is Baruch Shem. Whereas the whole year round we say Baruch Shem after Shema Yisrael, we say it quietly. It comes Yom Kippur, we say Baruch Shem aloud. And I wanted to trace the background to this and to understand what's going on here. The Mishnah in Sochim says, Shisha Dvorim Osu Anshe Yerichoi Ashloich Shom Michu Beyodom Shloishaloi Michu Beyodom. One of them was, one of those six is Koyrchin Es Hashema. What does Koyrchin Es Hashema mean? So Reb Meir says that they would say the Shema without a hefsek, that they wouldn't make a pause between Shema Yisroel and Hashem Aleikenu, etc. I'm not going to dwell on Reb Meir. I want to dwell on Reb Yehuda, which is the more well-known pshat. Reb Yehuda Oimer Lo Yumafsikin. They would pause in the pasuk of Shema. Elo, they did not say Baruch Shem Vayed Malchus Eloilam. Frag de Gemara, V'anan my time amrinan loyle. Take a chumish in Pashas Vos Chanan. It doesn't say Baruch Shem. So why do we say mitzvah the same Shema? Mitzvah, you quote something which is not in Torah Shebichsav, and you're saying another phrase there. My time amrinan. Where did we get this phrase from? Enter the Gemara, ke the daughters of Shimon ben Lakish. When Yaakov Avinu was on his deathbed, Vayikro Yaakov Elbono, Vayoymer, he also Vagidolochem, I'm going to tell you, Kinderlach, what's going to happen, Biachris Hayomim. As he's sitting there, Nistalko Vimena Shechina, the divine presence, has departed from him, and what is what to say? He doesn't. So why all of a sudden, till now I had what to say. I had a message. Now I don't have a message. Shemo yesh bebonai, shemo yesh chas v'sholom yesh bemitosi psu. He thinks perhaps one of my children is unworthy. After all, Avraham had a Yishmoel, Yitzchok Ovi had an Esau, perhaps yesh bemitosi psu. And that is why I am prevented from sharing this message which I have to share with you. Whether he said this or not, looks like he says this. Omru loivon of Shema Yisroel, Hashem Alekeinu Hashem Echad. Hertate Yisroel, Hashem Alekeinu Hashem Keshem She'ein Belibcho Elo Echad. Just like you, Tati, have only Echad in your heart, Kach Ein Belibeinu Elo Echad. We also have only Echad in our heart. So, when he hears this, Boisa Shah Posuch Yanke Vyomar, he says, Baruch Shem Vayed Malchus Eloheinu. So now we have this phrase which Yaakov says in response to his children having affirmed that they have faith Bashem Echad. Amri, now so you have this phrase, Amri Rabbonon, how should we do? Hechinavit. Neimru, should we say this phrase in the Shema daily? Lo Yamor Yamash Rabbeinu. Lori Nemrina, not to say it, Amore Yaakov. His kino, they made an institution that it should be said b'chashoi, it should be said quietly. Which be'etzim, before we even go further, when Moshe Rabbeinu says this pasuk to the Bnei Yisrael in the end, in the desert, at the end of the Arboim Shoma, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't invent the phrase then. It was already said by the Shvatim back then. He was just repeating this phrase. He then, if he knew that the Shvatim had said this Pasuk Shema Yisrael, he knew that the Shvatim had, that Yaakov had said Bon Shem. So then the question is, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu include that? Lo Yamore Moshe, why not? Okay. Then the Gemara says, alright, so now we have this solution to say Pachasho, say Kibor Shem quietly. Omer Rebbe Yitzchok, Amri Dibir Rebbe Amai, Moshe, Lebas Melech, Sheherichot Tzikek Deir, if you want to understand this mystery of this, of the Baruch Shem, it's comparable to a Bas Melech who has smelt from the kitchen. She's a Bas Melech, a princess, she gets fancy food. She gets fashmech, Tzikek Deir. What are Tzikek Deir? Rashi has an old French word. Lechoyre, it means, having looked up a bit further, a kind of stock. When you want to make tasty food, you want to add some soup stock or something like that. That's what it seems to be, like a flavoring, a strong flavoring. It's the thing which you wouldn't eat on its own. It's for the kitchen in the Zazach, it's not a kind of food which you'd eat normally. And she has got this passion. She wants to have this tzikek deira. Intoima, should she say, hey, I'd like to have some of that stuff? Just look at her, it's pasnish. Like this kind of thing, you don't eat, you know, a princess should eat this. Loitoima, yes, what's that? But if she's not going to say, she's going to have the anguish because she has this passion for this stuff. So her servants bring it quietly, on the quiet. So in case you didn't understand the mystery of Baruch Shem being said quietly, now you have the answer. It's a maise with a gravy, with a soup stock, and it's the Bas Melech, she has a passion, and it's in some... Well, if I didn't understand the nimshel, I certainly don't understand the moshe. Then we have a different source. This is the Gemara doesn't say anything about Yom Kippur being different. It just says in Skilu Lahomra Bechashoy, Skilu to say Bechashoy. Then we have a different source. As the Medrash also in Parshas Voschana. Medrash says like this: Shor Sholom Moshe Lamor. Moshe went upon high to receive the Torah, and he hears the Malachim saying to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shekvei Malchusa. He hears them saying this phrase. The Holy Doisul Yisod, he came down, he says, Kindlach, I heard this beautiful phrase, I'm sharing it with you. But he says, and then the more he meant, Medrash says, V'loma en Yisol Oysamim B'vahesh, why don't we say Baruch Shem publicly? Sezer Asi, another Moshe. And this is, I'm sure you heard this before, Moshe L'moha Dover, Doime, that Echol, a fellow was visiting the royal palace, and when no one was looking, he picked up a piece of jewelry. He says here, the word is kuzmin. Shegonav kuzmin, mitoch paltzon shel melech. He stole a kuzmin. Whatever it means, it's a piece of jewelry. And he gives it to his wife, and he says, Al tiskashti bo b'farhesha. Don't wear this piece of jewelry in public. Elo b'toich beis. Only at home. You can wear it at home, but don't wear it in public. Oh, so now we have a new thing. That Baruch Shem is comparable to a piece of jewelry, beautiful thing, and you don't wear it in public. Then the Medrash finishes off. Avol b'yoyim haKippurim sheheim nekiim kemalachei hashoreis. It comes in Kippur. We eat not pure like malachim. Then in Oyim Roibze b'farhese, on Yom Kippur we say it aloud, Baruch Shem. So now, on a historical level, who authored Baruch Shem? Was it Yaakov Avinu or the Malachim Bamorim? And then we have the Baruch Shem. Here you're saying it was said by. Here you're saying it's compared to the Tzikek Deiro. Here it's compared to the. And it comes on Kippur with Amol. It's okay to say it in public. Why? Because we're Doma LeMalachim. What does that mean? And why? Okay, so to understand this, the two psukim of Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem are parallel. They are reflecting one another, but they are different. There's a pasuk, Ki Kael Deus Hashem, Kael Deus Hashem veloi niskenu alilois. You may recognize it from the Haftarah of Rosh Hashanah. Kael Deus Hashem. The Eberse created the world, and there are two Deus, and I'm going to use the expression of Das Elyoin and Das Tachtoin. There's the way it's seen from the Eberse's perspective, and then the way it's seen from a human perspective. Shishom mishmoisom al ho even ho echos, ve'es shmois shishra hanoistorim al ho even hasheinis kisil daishon. The Kohen Gadol wears an ephod. It's got two stones, one on this on the right shoulder, one on the left shoulder. What's inscribed? Six names of the Shvatim on the right shoulder, six names of the Shvatim on the left shoulder. Shema Yisrael has got six words. Baruch Shem has got six words. Shema Yisrael has got 25 letters, and the Eben Ho'echos has got 25 letters. And so it's corresponding, on the corresponding stone, you've got the six, the 12 names of the Shvatim is 25 and 25, because Binyamin is spelt with an extra yud to make it work out. Baruch Shem has got 24 letters, Imakoil has got 25. Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem are two concepts which are reflecting one another. They are not identical. One is, as I say, Das Elyon, one is Das Tachton. What does it mean, Das Elyon and Das Tachton? When you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, what does it mean, Echad? It means that nothing else exists. Just HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atahu ad shaloi nivra oilom, atahu mishi nivra oilom, wa ad shaloi baroso. Misha, well, I'm not sure what nusach you say, but the inyan is dissolved. That the Eberster has not changed, and there's a creation, it doesn't change. There's two phrases which we are very, very familiar with. One is, atahu reisul adas, ki Hashem hu elikim. Ein oid milvadoi. And then we have another phrase, which we say, v'dein oleinu, v'yodatu ha'yoi v'ashevoise lo v'avecho, ki Hashem hu alikim v'ashemayim ma'alot, ein oid. I will forgive you for thinking that ein oid and ein oid milvadoi is the zelbazach. It's not. Two different things. Ein oid and ein oid milvadoi is two different concepts. One is das elyoin and one is das tachtum. Ein oid means nothing else exists. Nishta means nothing else exists. The world, you see a world, it's Eberster. It's everywhere. It's everything is just Eberster. Ein oid milvadoi means without the Eberster's energy, nothing would exist. But the Eberster created the world and is giving it energy, and as a result it does exist. Does haste ein oid milvadoi. I once was speaking with a bocher, a young lad in Australia, talking to him about Emunah and Eberster, and so he raises the question, you know, what does it mean to put on tefillin? You're taking Eberster and putting it on Eberster, and you're taking tzedakah. If you say nothing exists, then what does my seven mitzvahs mean? What are we achieving here? Was will der Eberster von uns? What are we? If you talk about a value in Maase HaMitzvahs, so then you're saying that the Eberster created the world, and Bereishis Borei Elokim, there is a world, and the world is important to the Eberster because he wants to have us doing mitzvahs in a physical world. The expression of the Medrash Tanchuma, Nis'ava lo yisvorich dira betachtoinim. The Eberster desired a dwelling down here. Why? Weiss ich nicht. Ich verstehe nicht. But the Eberster wanted this. And here you have therefore the two perspectives. Das Elyon, where nothing exists other than Eberster. That's Shema Yisrael. Shisho mishmoisom al, Rosh Tevis, Shema. So the first stone, Das Elyon, is expressed in Shema. Echod.
This echad, as we know, aleph, alufa, shaloilom, the seven rikim ba'odets, and the four directions are all tofu, and all totally bottled to the aleph, to alufa, to the ebishter. That is Shema Yisrael echad. So that's Das Elyon. Then you have, there's oilom, there's a world which has been created. Baruch Shem Kveid Malchus Elyon. The ebishter has created the world, and he wants us to glorify his name in this physical world. That is Das Tacht. So now, let's now appreciate what does it mean, the Tzike Kedera. Bas Melech Sheherichot Tzike Kedera. The princess, says the Gemara, had a passion for Tzike. Who's the Bas Melech? The Shechina. The Shechina has a desire for Epis, something in the world, the flavor in the world, the Kedera is Ilam Hazeh. And the Tzike Kedera, the flavor in the world, which means that we are giving, you know, that Bereshis, how do you say, Vayichula Hashemayim, and it was all trembling, Yoyim Hashishi, the world itself is trembling. Yeah? Eretz, no? Eretz Yoro V'Shokoto. Until Eden are doing Mitzvahs, Eretz Yoro, what's the value of the world? Came Yom HaShishi, when the Eibishter gave the Torah, and Eden said, Nasi V'Nishma, V'Shokota, then the world has got value. So there is this Kedera, and there's a Tzike Kedera. We, doing mitzvahs, are able to give that flavor and that value for the Bria Soil. Farvoz, why? Fashteichnisht. And this is the Bas Melech Sheiricho Tzike Kedera. And it's schwer zu verstehen, it's difficult to understand what's going on here. Why? What did the Eibishter need Olam Hazeh for? Da sagt er, Eschilu Avodeh Lohori Bechashoi. The Inyan of Baruch Shem is a kind of a secret, which in our perspective, it does not make sense. In our Megushimdik, in our coarse, egoistic perspective of world, it does not make sense. What does Eibishter want here? Dos is Ebshat Moshe lo yomroi. As Moshe is saying, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Eibishter is one, nothing else exists. In juxtaposition to that, to put a Baruch Shem. What does it mean here? So Moshe lo yomroi. Yaakov himself is on a level of Das Elyon. But when he speaks to his kinderlach, he sees they're not ready for this. They're not on this level. So he says, the Baruch Shem. This is their avod. So now, when do we say Baruch Shem? When does it make sense? When does Gashmius, a mitzvah in Gashmius, when does that make sense? L'osid lovoy, times Moshiach. There will be a clarity why the Eibishter wanted, what the Eibishter wanted from Olam Hazeh, why Dachke in Olam Hazeh. Then it will make sense. Also, Glavim will say Baruch Shem aloud. The Malachim, possibly, this is not written in the Medrash, possibly, after Moshe Rabbeinu has this whole back and forth with the Malachim, when the Malachim said, Mo enosh kisis kerenu to no hoyrichol hashamoyim, why are you giving the Torah to mortals? And the Eibishter says, Hoshev lohem, and Moshe Rabbeinu holds on to the Kisa HaKovod and answers, then at Chuz Yonat Lekech, he taught the Malachim, and they realized the value the Eibishter wants Dafke in Olam Hazeh, and mitzvahs in Dafke in Olam Hazeh, with the challenges, with the obstacles, and overcoming those challenges. So then the Malachim say, Baruch Shem, they understand this. The Malachim, from their level of purity, where they do not have a Yetzer Hara, they understand why the Eibishter wants to have an Olam Hazeh, and they say Baruch Shem. When we say that Moshe Rabbeinu took the Baruch Shem from the Malachim, it means that he realized, or from that perspective, from that purity, where there's no yeshus and no pride and no ego, yeah, there Baruch Shem made sense. But when he comes to the Bnei Yisrael, he says, Kindelach, down here, meanwhile, it don't make sense. And they forsake the Chashur. It's a word that this appreciation is something which, from an Olam Hazeh perspective, is difficult to understand.
Where else does it make sense? It makes sense in the Beis HaMikdash. Particularly, it makes sense in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is one day where we are not bound by food. We are like a more spiritual existence. We're living on a higher plane on Yom Kippur. The Sultan has a day off. Yeah? He's got the 364 days a year. He's got work. And 65 days, the 365. It's like a halagamatria, yeah? Hasotan. Hasotan is gematria 364, yeah? Hasotan. Hasotan. Hasotan is gematria 364. And 55th day is, he has a day off. So you have this day of purity. On this day of purity, where the gashmis is not an egoistic gashmis. It's a Eid, a neshama in a body. What he's doing? He's davening. He's focusing on Eibershter. That then Baruch Shem makes sense. That's why we can say Baruch Shem aloud on Yom Kippur, but not any other day. One more thing, which I wanted to tell you: the difference between Yaakov and his sons. Yaakov, as I said, is Das Elyon. The sons are Anshei Sode. They are out in the field. Where do we see this? V'hine anachnu miyalmi malumi basode. Now listen to this. What did Yaakov say to his Yosef? Haloi achecho royim. No. Bishchem lecho ve'eshlochacho aleihem. Your brothers are in the field. Where? Bishchem lecho ve'eshlochacho. Bishchem baruch shenk ve'malchusay. L'cho ve'eshlochacho is l'oilon vor, the same letter. So you have the remes that the shvotim are anshe sode, they and on the level of anshe sode. So then baruch shem is the motto. It's there the appreciation that you're out there to bring an awareness of a likus of godliness in the oilon hazeh. That is the shlichus out there. That is what we live with all year round. It's a thing which we have on the undertone, and Yom Kippur, that comes to the foreground. I want to share with you another couple of rayonos about Yom Neroyim. Erev Yom Kippur, we do kapores, whether with a chicken or with money, however, whatever your meaning is, but you use the expression ze chalifosi, ze tmurosi, ze kaporosi. The three words chalifosi, tmurosi, kaporosi, roshetevis chatach, which means a portion, a slice. The words poiseach es yodecho, which and the Gemara says is crucial to the yotze, the kavona of Ashrei, of Tilal Ledovit. Poiseach es yodecho, it's sofei teves, ches tov chof. Then we have the piyut in Yom Kippur, hachoisei chayim luchol chay. What is the translation of hachoisei chayim? It means apportionment. That the Eibishter apportions Chayim l'chol chay. Ramban talks about this. What is the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah? Are we asking that the Eibishter should give us begashmius a good year, betoyva nirva nigla, in an evident way? And the word here is that Olam Hazeh is not a smorgasbord. A smorgasbord, a buffet, you go along with your plate and you pile on whatever you want. Nemtzvah zavils. It's packaged. Everything is pre-packaged. Parnos gesund. Alle Sachen, the Eberste apportions choyse chayim l'chol chay. The Eberste has got named packages for each one. Shavorbish zogt. With all the effort of the which one would expend, one would not be able to earn one penny more than which the Eberste has designated for you. They may, and this is one of the themes which are going through your Shoni Yom Kippur is the Eibusha should give us. We say, yeah, when do we say that? Yitzorcha Atoy V'lonu Tiftach. One is an Ila and also I believe a Heshana Rabe. So there's two ways of reading this. Yitzorcha Atoy V'lonu Tiftach or Yitzorcha Atoy V'lonu Tiftach. The difference whether you spell it tough or soft. tifta or sifta, where you put the pause. It's, we're asking the Eibishter, it should be toiv lonu. Everything we say, en ra yoyre de mil maila, everything which the Eibishter does is good. But we're asking it should be toiv anir va nigla, it should be a good which we appreciate readily. It shouldn't have to be that we have to have, you know, with thoughts and, yeah, with his boinim to understand. I want to share with you one more thought, if I have another 2 minutes. What time is the end? Okay. Also, in Kaporis, you have a posuk. Im yesh olov. Im yesh malach melitz echod mini olov. Lahagir liyodom yoshroi. Bayoim epdoeyu meiredes shachas motzosi choifer. If there's one malach mini olov, one malach from a thousand, who says good about this person, p'do'eyu, acquit him, vindicate him, matzasi koifer, which means 999 malachim is on, and one malach stands up against a thousand and says, I have to say good word about this fellow, and he's acquitted. Gemara Shabbos talks about this, Gemara goes further, Shabbos after on the base. Seeing the thousands malach who says to him, he says, you know what Rabbi say, my dear colleagues, malachim, 99.9%, I agree with you. I have 0.1 schus. So you got here, now what's the equation now? It's 1 in a million. Then of 1,000 malachim, there's only one who's standing up. And that malach is saying, I am only saying echot mini olef. I agree with you 99.9% that the fellow deserves chvesus. But I've got 0.1%. That means in the equation, it's 1 million of schus against 99, whatever, Same time. Okay. So the shaila is, what is the moral justification for such a limud schus and for the psakles schus? The answer is, possibly. There are things which we do sincerely, and there are things which we do insincerely. And a large part of our life is spent on conforming, or doing things because of pressure, and we don't really live those things. We're doing out of pressure. Very, very briefly, a story of Baruch Moshe Babrus. Pikach Otzim. And one time two women come to him with a dintoyer. And he passes like one. To the other one, opens her mouth at him. She starts talking. This is in Russia, in Belarus. She starts cursing about him. Bandit, chuligani. She gives him like that, a guns, a shower of abuse. And he says, you don't mean, you don't mean it seriously. And then she goes another whole torrent of maklachas of abuse. And then after she calmed down, he turns to her, he says, would you like to have a son like me? So she says, Father Rebbe, for sure. He says, Azai, you see what I mean with an emes. What's the pikchus here? The pikchus was that he was able to, besides having the patience and perseverance, but he was able to reveal that this woman who's standing cursing him and abusing him, has this is only on the outside. Deep down, she has a tremendous respect for him. For him and for what he represents, for Torah, for Eibishter. And he was able to reveal that. So there's a lot of stuff which we do, b'loy leiv v'leiv, as the Loshon HaMetilim. There is a very small part of our life, possibly. That word from the Baal Shem Tov, mitoich shelo lishmo bo lishmo, means mitoich shelo lishmo, within shelo lishmo. There's an outer shell, he's giving tzedakah because he wants to have his name in the highlights. Mitoich shelo lishmo, down in within the lo lishmo, there's a lishmo. Baal Shem Tov says, re'evim gam tzmeim, nafshom behem tesatov. The person is hungry, he's thirsty. You know why? Nafshom behem tesatov. There is something there which relates to his nefesh. So you're doing something on the outside, but deep down there is a kavana pnimis that you're doing this because you want to take a be mekushe b'derei b'shtim. to attach with Hashem.
And that is what this one malach out of a thousand, or the one malach, one chus out of a million, what is he saying? Ribbono shel olam. Everything which all these malachim are saying, etos gitan, yens gitan, and meintes nishmat amemis. What I'm coming with is the lishma, the nekuda, which he did mean with an emes. And for this, zosem gam na ksiva v'chsima toive, the Rebbe shall so help, and we should all be given a ksiva v'chsima toive, v'toive anir v'anigla, v'chnas v'ula v'yeshua, v'anam v'chob v'yeshua, v'chob 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 v